So tell me, what were the persuasive arguments they based their actions on when they were about to embrace the gospel and spread it throughout the world? Was there anything lacking to restrain them? If they had been insane, they wouldn't have succeeded at all, for no one takes the advice of the insane. But if they succeeded as in truth they did succeed, and the outcome proves it, then no one was as wise as they were. Now, if no one was as wise as they, it's clear they wouldn't have lightly embarked on the preaching. If they had not seen him after his resurrection, what would have been enough to make them go into this war? What wouldn't have deterred them from it? He told them, "After 3 days I will rise again," and he made promises about the kingdom of heaven. He said they would conquer the entire world after they had received the Holy Spirit, and many other things beyond these, exceeding all nature. So if none of these things had happened, even though they believed in him while he was alive, after his death they wouldn't have believed in him unless they had seen him after his resurrection. For they have said, "After 3 days," he said, "I will rise again," and he has not risen. He promised that he would send the Spirit, and he has not sent him. How then can his sayings about the other world be credible to us, when his sayings about this one are tested and found lacking?